I'm Jim Bertel. Weeping amid wails from a crowd of hundreds of thousands of mourners, Iran's supreme leader prayed over the remains of a top Iranian general killed in a U.S. airstrike. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khomeini himself prayed over the caskets of Soleimani and others slain in the attack. Khomeini, who had a close relationship with Soleimani, wept at one point during the traditional Muslim prayers for the dead. The daughter of Soleimani has said that families of American soldiers in Western Asia will spend their days waiting for the death of their loved ones. Zainab Soleimani was speaking during a funeral ceremony at the University of Tehran. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament has voted to ask that U.S. forces leave the country. But the next step is unclear. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It's not a binding vote, and the Iraqi government would still have to approve the request. Experts are split over whether Iraq's caretaker prime minister has the authority to ask the U.S. to leave. Iran expert Henry Rome at the Eurasia Group says if it happens, it's a big boost for Tehran, which has long wanted American forces out of Iraq.
They are very happy with how this is turning out.
But there are serious worries ejecting U.S. troops would allow an Islamic State resurgence. Plus, President Trump is warning Iraq of heavy sanctions if it forces a withdrawal and says America won't leave without first being paid for its military investments in Iraq. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Three United States Department of Defense personnel were killed as the Al-Shabaab extremist group overran a key military base used by U.S. counterterrorism forces in Kenya. According to the military, the attack on the Manda Bay airfield was the group's first attack against U.S. forces in the East African country. This is VOA News. Australia continues to battle wildfires that have scorched millions of hectares across three states. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
There's been no rest as officials seize the moment to step up evacuations. Some roads that were once blocked along the coast in New South Wales were reopened, helping people stranded for days to escape.
I've got my family, my cousins, my daughter, my dogs. I think with everybody going on the road, it's just a bit...
Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a further $2 billion Australian dollars to help rebuild.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido is lashing out at police for preventing him from attending the National Assembly, where he was due to be voted in for a second term as Parliament Speaker on Sunday. Luis Parra, a candidate loyal to the President Nicolas Maduro, was sworn in instead. Opposition lawmakers later re-elected Guaido in a hastily arranged session at the headquarters of El Nacional newspaper. Guaido says, "Today we defeated the dictatorship again. They didn't manage to do it." For the last year, Guaido has led the opposition to President Maduro. He is recognized by the U.S. and nearly 60 other countries as the legitimate president. Police in Bangladesh say more than 1,000 students and activists on Monday marched through the country's main public university after a second-year student was raped. The protesters gathered on the campus in Dhaka after the victim was rescued and taken to Dhaka Medical College Hospital around midnight Sunday. World War I movie 1917 and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won the top movie prizes at the Golden Globes on Sunday night. Reuters' Eves Johnson has more.
And the Golden Globe goes to...
The Golden Globes kicked off Hollywood's award season on Sunday with a night of upsets.
Good luck.
World War I movie 1917 won top prize of Best Drama, beating out two tough competitors from Netflix, The Irishman and Marriage Story. It was a big win for a film that's only just arrived in U.S. theaters and whose lead actors are relatively unknown. Best Comedy or Musical went to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Quentin Tarantino's nostalgic film won three prizes, the biggest haul of the night. Best Actor in a Drama went to Joaquin Phoenix, who played a terrifying Joker. And also Renee Zellweger for her turn at Judy Garland in Judy. Actress Awkwafina made history for her role in The Farewell. She is the first Asian woman to win the top acting prize.
That is Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1.